Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Zeit Court, where we hold forth on the things that are trending in the zeitgeist right now, this Friday afternoon. Hope you guys are having a good end to your week. Let's get right into it, Miles. I'm Jack O'Brien.
And I'm Miles O'Brien from Star Trek.
Whoa.
So,
hey, man.
That's that.
It's really great to have you here.
Yeah, I'm going to beam up in a second back to
like
the ship.
Smoke crack?
Well, TBD.
Okay.
TBZ, as they say.
Friday the 13th is trending.
Yeah.
It is Friday the 13th. It is...
Of all days.
Of all the days for Friday the 13th.
It's trending today on this Friday the 13th.
Is there any reason other than that? Or has anything happened makes it particularly spooky?
I don't know. Maybe it's just people looking at other spooky shit.
Spooky.
Did you ever...
I fucked with that film series.
Which one? Friday the 13th?
Yeah.
No, like, were you, do you think this is a weird day? Friday the 13th?
I think things like this can easily manifest themselves because the human mind is so open to, or so susceptible to, the power of suggestion.
Right.
So like, you know,
but did that ever affect you younger?
No.
Did you ever think, oh, it's Friday the 13th?
I mean, I like snuck into somebody's house and like.
Murdered them.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But I think that was random.
With
I don't know.
Pin?
Might have been. Yeah, I was wearing a hockey mask.
That's weird. Is that what that bowling pin with the tooth lodged in it is? I keep saying it's a trophy from a wild night when I was a teen, when I was back in my Satan cult. When I was a kid, I remember thinking like it was spooky, and I remember the one time as a kid, I think I had to fly on a plane.
Yeah,
on a Friday the 13th, and I was like, oh shit.
Yeah,
and then when nothing happened, I was like, all right, man, fuck Friday the 13th, man.
Yeah. I don't think, I think I've always thought it was somehow bullshit. And
yeah.
I think I was into slasher movies because I was at a weird point in my psychosexual development.
Right.
I was like 8 and thought it was really dope that people were getting killed.
Just ripped up.
Yeah.
Chopped up.
Chopped up.
Chopped and screwed, as they say in Houston.
They do. Danny Aiello, rest in peace. He passed at age 86.
Yeah. Pretty, you know, this man has had a fucking career.
He really has.
I can't.
From Papa Don't Preach to the Do the Right Thing video.
I just know, I mean, yeah.
the
I think
Do the Right Thing video.
Video.
Do the Right
Thing. Those films nowadays.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember, I think, I didn't see Moonstruck till later in life, yeah. But I know that was out at the time. I think my first real interaction with him as an actor was probably in Leon the Professional when he was Tony, the dude who was holding on to his money.
Uh-huh.
Because at the time I was like, what, like 10 or 11 or something. And like Natalie Portman was like also a kid in it. And
I
was like, I have a crush on girls who wear chokers, knit beanies, and smoke cigarettes with bomber jackets on as they dangle their feet off the ledge of their apartment building. Very specific. But yeah, you know, storied career.
Yeah. Do the Right Thing. I think one of the, what will be in history books will be in museums for its cultural importance and for being a towering cinematic achievement.
Yeah.
I think it's a classic.
Wait, he was Papa. He was the.
He was Papa.
The Papa Don't Preach. Referred to in Papa Don't Preach.
He was right in Do the Right Thing. he was the thing. He's good at playing like a problematic dude.
Yeah.
I think is like kind of what he's just got that energy
face,
and
though,
that
too.
Face.
That's he's kind of like, yeah, fuck you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck you.
Fuck you. And for old world reasons that are probably somewhat problematic.
They're based in racist ideas. Yeah. Sure.
Let's talk about the Eurytus unicinctus.
Yeah.
Unicinctus.
Nailed it. Or the penis fish.
This fucking thing, nailed
have
it.
You seen the photos of this? Okay. You guys seen this?
You guys seen this?
This, a bunch of 10-inch fucking just weird-ass worms popped up. This is what they look like.
Yeah. Yeah,
10-inchers,
like
bro. All up on the shore. And people were like, what happened? We had some storms here in California. And that basically washed away some of the sand because these... They're basically worms that were chilling underneath the sand, but because of the storms, it washed the shit away.
Oh, those are underneath the sand?
At all times.
On the beach?
Yes.
Fuck!
Yeah, they're called innkeeper worms or something like that. Or that's like their name.
Yo, I am never going to the beach again.
Dude, just every time you wiggle your toes under the sand, no, you might just hit some
just might
fish.
Hit a dick. Just a disembodied dick.
If they
were disembodied dicks, that would not bother me any more than if they were these things. I'm not.
Oh, either one. I'm equally weirded out.
Equally weirded out.
Wow,
so
nerves of steel.
I have no problem with penises, guys.
You see a disembodied penis, you go, "That's just a fish."
Well, I don't want it to seem like I'm.
You're being homophobic.
Homophobic.
No, no.
It's not that. It's just these are real freaky.
It's just if you saw a bunch of this shit on the like, you know. We already have weird shit that washes ashore, and sometimes it's like it'll be tragically like a whale with like 3 tons of plastic in its stomach or something.
Yeah.
But like the sight of this is really odd. Like
yeah.
I'd be like, what the fuck is this? And also I'm like, why am I just finding out
that this exists?
That they are normally
underneath
the
my
sand.
Feet.
I guess because they're worms.
They're underneath my back when I'm just lying down on the beach.
Yeah.
Like If you told me that a UFO had landed and these were on board, that's what was flying the UFO.
You want to talk transdimensional attacks?
Right.
Have a bunch of these penis fish rain out the sky. And
yeah.
You got me.
That would.
And again, they're not fish. Okay, just to be completely as scientifically accurate as possible, they're cocks.
Yeah.
no, they're a type of non-segmented marine worm.
Yeah. Matt Oswalt said, why name them penis fish when they could be called coctopus, which is very true.
Coctopi. Yeah, they're apparently like a lot of like sharks and otters and seals and stuff enjoy them. But it's weird. I feel like for someone as a kid, like I used to dig fucking deep on the beaches.
Yeah.
Like, I would just try and like almost freak my parents out to be like, he dug his own grave right now.
Right.
It's 7 feet deep. And I've never seen this. I think I'm just maybe in the wrong part of our coast, but they caught them all the because it's apparently they're native to the Pacific coast from southern Oregon down to Baja California, so I feel a little.
Are you sure they're not just under the sand, under the water?
No.
Okay.
Why?
Because I think they're saying that the strong storm uncovers thousands of fat innkeeper worms, colloquially known as penis fish, leaving them stranded on beach.
Oh, well, then there's another one. People were saying like these are normally just underneath the sand.
Mm. Either way, I don't like it.
It says next time, like another person from Bay Nature magazine.
They don't know shit. That magazine's Bay Nature magazine.
Funny takes on dab rigs. I go to Bay Nature magazine. But it says next time you go to the beach, just think about the hundreds of 10-inch pink sausages wiggling around just a few feet under the sand.
A few feet?
Yeah.
Fuck you guys, man.
I mean, I wonder what they taste like. Because I think they eat them in Korea.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they said there's another post.
You being Jay Leno here?
No, I'm not being Jay Leno. Okay. Hey, have you guys seen this? I hear the Asian people eat their own dogs. Yeah. No, he was saying this other person on Instagram said the Korean name for this curious creature is gaiwul, which translates as dog dick.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And therefore?
I don't know. I guess it people will eat them?
Hmm.
I don't know. People eat all kinds of shit.
Well, I mean, when I hear that they're called dog dick, of course, that suggests to me that you would want to eat it.
Mm.
Definitely. They don't look like dog dicks. They look like person dicks to me.
They look fucking... Yeah, see, because this is definitely a Korean market because I see some Hangul written in the background. But they got them. Look, if you're trying to get your guy
I guess
bull,
it's just one picture that looks like dicks. The rest of them look like weird wormy
and
things.
Also, they kind of look like... like weird newborn puppies or kittens, like right. In this one, because they're kind of have this flesh tone without,
yeah.
Like, but they don't have their fur, but they look. I don't know. We're spending way too much time trying to figure out the mystery of the penis fish.
Just again, for the record, love dicks, guys. I'm out here super woke. Home Alone 3. People on Twitter are.
I would argue that you having to say that is less woke, I know. To be honest. It was,
that was the joke, bro.
Oh.
Right?
Yes, humor joke. Right.
Home Alone 3 is trending because people just found out that, what?
When I looked.
That Scarlett Jo?
There are some people. ScarJo? Some people started ranking Home Alone 3 above the other Home Alone films. And that just had people losing their minds.
That's a non-Macaulay Culkin Home Alone. Am I correct?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's with, what's his name? He was like a really big kid actor at the time. It was the kid from Liar Liar.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And I heard his parents don't even leave in this one.
No. No, I think this one, Alex D. Linz, that's the name of the kid. Yes, who okay. is, and also, you know, Scarlett Johansson is in this too.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Yeah. ScarJo, I saw people talking about the fact that she was the sister in Home Alone 3. She's like essentially the Buzz, is that right?
I guess so.
Yeah.
Wait, no, he was in One Fine Day. That's what it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
But she was the sister in Home Alone 3, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that is correct. A young ScarJo.
ScarJo.
But yeah, I don't know why the fuck. I mean, it's trending, but most of the tweets I see are people getting upset that someone had said that Home Alone 3 is better than the two. I've yet to actually read a tweet that explains why.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's like one of those things where people just see other people's responses to something trending.
It doesn't matter because Home Alone 3...
it's not a Home Alone movie.
It's not even a Home Alone movie. So maybe it's better, but it's better in a way that is not a Home Alone movie. So
yeah.
Fuck off, guys.
Who the
just has a vaguely similar premise. It could easily be a movie that was made completely independently of the Home Alone franchise and then was, they were like, oh, you know what? We could call this Home Alone 3.
I think he has like a magical game gear or something. I don't even know.
What?
This whole thing's a fucking mess. I don't know if what... that could be a generational thing, right? Where like kids who only saw Home Alone 3 first are like, yo, I just watched those other Home Alones and they're not
right,
good. And then we're like, that's my childhood, dick.
Yeah.
Come on. Hey, child, that's my childhood.
You know, the there's like one black person in the Home Alone movie and it's the Michael Jordan cutout.
Oh, shit. Are you for real?
Yeah. That's
representation, you know.
Representation. That's
the one that's on that fucking go around like train, so you can have like the silhouette go through the window.
Exactly.
And he's making...
And he's fooling Joe Pesci, who's never seen a party before.
Yeah. And they're like, that man with his hands on his hips sure can glide. Oh, they're gliding at this party?
Yeah.
They got a DJ? Yeah, every single thing I hear or everything I'm reading is saying, I like Home Alone 3, but say it's better than the first two is nonsense.
Yes.
There are folks walking the earth that think Home Alone 3 was better than 1 and 2.
Who are the robbers in Home Alone 3?
It's like a...
Can't imagine. It's like a ton of Oscar winners.
No, there... I feel like... Wait, there is someone actually pretty significant in this... In the
Robert
the universe.
De Niro.
Yep, Gary Oldman.
No.
Alex Kilner, Oleg Krupa. These are the people who are like first billed. Lenny Von Dolan, David Thornton.
Yeah, all the best.
Yeah.
Nothing against those actors. I'm sure they're great. All right, guys. That's going to do it for today and this week. And we're going to be back Monday with more podcasts. We'll talk to you guys then.
Yeah.
Have a great weekend.
Yeah.
Be safe. We love you.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.